It's now official with a capital O.
Today, the National Bureau of Economic Research, which is a group of academic economists right here in Cambridge, said that the recession had actually ended June last year, June 2009. This is hardly a surprise. We all thought it ended sometime in the summer.
Columnist Steve Sayer of the Boston Globe isn't the only one talking about this. You're going to hear a lot of people telling you that the recession ended more than a year ago.
Since then, the stock market has risen, but so has unemployment, from 9.5% in May of 2009 to 9.6% now.
My brain understands that the recession is over, but my heart doesn't feel it.
It's harder now. It's harder now that it's over.
Party's ended, but the recession refuses to go home.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 21st. The announcement that the recession is over, who is that meant to comfort exactly?
Mark the date. Where were you when the recession ended? Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. Hey, folks, it's been over a year since it ended, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. The 18-month downturn officially ended last June. You forgot where you were? Well, speaking at a D.C. town hall broadcast on CNBC, the president pointed out the obvious. The recession may be technically over, but Barack Obama says the pain it's caused is not.
For the millions of people who are still out of work, people who have seen their home values decline, people who are struggling to pay the bills day to day, it's still very real for them.
The numbers back up the president. Since the recovery began last year, the U.S. economy has, in fact, lost more jobs than it's gained. Still, the president tried to reassure Americans that the country is on the road to recovery.
My goal here is not to try to convince you that everything's where it needs to be. It's not. That's why I ran for president. But what I am saying is that we're moving in the right direction.
Well, let's ask Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
And, you know, we're really used to economists not agreeing, but they do have these bodies of people who are supposed to settle arguments. And yet people are arguing over this official announcement that the recession is over. So is this really the last time we're going to get an announcement that the recession ended? This is it, right?
This is it. This bureau, the NBER, which announced this, they are the referees of economic data, and they've decided this recession's over. You know, maybe if things get worse, we could have another one, but the recession from the financial crisis is over.
So we could have a double dip, but no continuing recession.
The recession from the financial crisis is over, according to the economic referees.
It is over. Louise Story, we're going to talk more about this in just a moment. In the meantime, in Afghanistan, a helicopter crash early this morning has left 9 NATO members dead. That incident brings the numbers of NATO soldiers killed in Afghanistan this year to 529, and it makes 2010 the deadliest year of the war for that body. There was no sign of enemy fire, but the crash is now under investigation.
The United Nations General Assembly convenes in New York this week. Meetings between nearly 140 representatives from around the world kicked off yesterday. World leaders attending the Millennium Development Goals Summit are taking stock of goals set 10 years ago to fight global poverty, improve health care and education. The commander of Utah's Army National Guard has taken responsibility for yesterday's wildfire in that state. 1,600 homes were evacuated after a blaze sparked by live fire machine gun training grew out of control.
The financial value of a college degree continues to grow. A report from the College Board this morning says full-time workers with bachelor's degrees earn $20,000 more than workers with only a high school diploma. And looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are mixed as well. The Dow's going to start at 10,753. The S&P at 1,142. And the NASDAQ opens at 2355. So we've had headlines recently about how things are looking better for the big three. We're going to kind of talk about the journey from bankruptcy and possible bankruptcy to profits with the former car czar, Steve Rattner. That's in a half hour.
But first, is this a small business we work for? Jay, Celeste, is this a small business?
More than
half of the jobs come from small business. The recession is over a year ago. What do small businessmen think? We'll talk in a minute.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.